Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And there's one man on pretty much every front page this morning, Gerry Hutch, the Irish Times. Gerry Hutch was being questioned by Spanish police last night as part of an international investigation into alleged money laundering. His Dublin home was also searched yesterday. The Irish Examiner, Hutch held after police raids in Spain. Gerry the Monk Hutch is understood to have been detained in Spain as part of this big international police investigation into suspected money laundering. The Irish Sun headline, Hutch held in gang probe. Gerry Hutch has been arrested in Lanzarote by cops probing money laundering by his gang. He and a close male associate were arrested yesterday during coordinated swoops by police officers in Spain and Gardaí here in Ireland. And his Dublin home was also raided and financial documents taken. The Irish Daily Mirror, put your lands up. Gerry the Monk Hutch was arrested yesterday in Lanzarote by Spanish cops probing an alleged money laundering scam. And the Irish Daily Star reminds us that only recently Gerry Hutch wanted to run for election. So the headline on the front of the Star is, it's all gone to L for the Monk. Gerry the Monk Hutch was arrested in Lanzarote. Gardaí also searched his home in Dublin. Days after it emerged, he is considering a run for the Dáil. Speaking of the elections, the Irish Daily Mail doesn't go with Gerry Hutch on the front page. It goes with the election. And John Lee has the exclusive. So John has broken a number of stories in the past. He says the election is going to be on Friday, November 29th. The Taoiseach is going to make the announcement on the 8th of November. There will be three debates between the leaders. There will be a short, sharp election campaign. And Fine Gael aims to party like it's 2007. This is the exclusive by the Mail. Simon Harris will call the general election on Friday the 8th of November for a polling day on November 29th, which leaves a very short campaign, short, sharp campaign is how it's being described. And John Lee says that this is Fine Gael's belief that it'll be their best hope of getting 45 seats if you've a very short campaign, because of course things crop up on election campaigns, so they want a short as one as possible, short as one as possible. Fine Gael also thinks, by the way, that they might get 50 seats, and this is where the quote comes, we're going to party like it's 2007 and romp back into power. So read more about that in the Irish Daily Mail. They say, put it down your calendar, Friday, November 29th will be the election date and it'll be announced on the 8th of November. The Irish Independent, blow to renters as new Airbnb laws shelved for election. So renters have been hit with a fresh blow after it emerged the government's long-promised clampdown on Airbnb listings and other short-term lets won't be brought in before the general election. The laws would take quite a while to pass, and we are in the dying days, of course, of this government and this Dáil. The Irish Examiner tells us about a really moving radio piece done on LMFM in the wake of the death of Michael Reid, the presenter of their mid-morning show. So if you're in that area, you'll know of Michael Reid, who presented the morning show on LMFM. But he did a posthumous show yesterday, and he revealed how he was raped and sexually abused from the age of 7. So he did a pre-recorded programme which aired the day after he died, and he told his listeners about his terminal diagnosis in September, and he left behind a powerful pre-recorded last show where he revealed a secret he had kept for 27 years. And he says, I say this as somebody who has never said it on the public airwaves before, but as someone who was sexually abused and raped from the age of 7, it's something that cuts you up, it chews you up and it spits you out and it scars your soul. And that's something that I think people don't understand is what is at stake here. So just incredible bravery to even think of doing a pre-recorded show for your listeners for when the time comes that you die. So very moving on LMFM, and that's covered in the Examiner. In the Irish Independent, more good news for motorists. We hear there in the news that premiums are going up. Now, if you want to use the toll, it's going to go up as well. A number of toll charges across the country will increase from New Year's Day. If you want to get the Port Tunnel, I don't know if it's still a tenner. It was a tenner back in my day when I was using it, but now it's going to be €13 to use the Port Tunnel during morning peak hours. There'll be a 10-cent increase for unregistered cars who don't have a tag or video account on the M50, and cars on 8 other national toll roads won't face any increases except for those on the M4 Kilcock to Kinnegad Road, where the toll will go up by 10 cent. These were announced yesterday by Transport Infrastructure Ireland. Now, changing the clocks, that happens this weekend, doesn't it? Well, in the Telegraph, we are told changing the clocks twice a year is bad for your health. Members of the British Sleep Society are now calling on the British government to abolish the twice yearly clock changes because they're harming people's sleep. They say that our circadian rhythm, the physical, mental and behavioural changes we experience over 24 hours, are most impacted by clocks moving forward in the spring. So stay as we are now is what they're saying. And of course, we would have to keep a very close eye on what they do across the water, given that we have a border there. So you can't have a different time zone between Newry and Dundalk. But they say the change in the clocks is bad for your health. One final story. The Mirror looks at the age that people decide to stop going out and partying, and staying in becomes the new going out at the age of just 29. That's quite young, I would have thought. A study of 2,000 adults found this is the age when a night on the town becomes less attractive than being in the comfort of your own home. 9 in 10 believe spending quality time at home is fundamental to their overall well-being. So 29 is the age, kind of as you get close to 30, you realise you don't need to be out every weekend. Anyway.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.